university is a hotbed for the spread of the disease, and it's the most vulnerable point that youngsters have in their lifetime, really. So yeah, it's awful. It's awful that it's not just an isolated case, but there's actually a number of people who've been affected by this. And my heart goes out to the families that have lost their young sons and daughters.
And understandably, there is a lot of concern. I mean, we've seen it on the social media over here, both for people who've got children that age who are maybe over here, but particularly if they've got children who are away at university. What would you say to them?
Well, the one thing which struck me hard about this particular outbreak is that it's meningitis B that's the cause. And meningitis B is the one vaccine that is not given to children of the cohort who are now university age. So it was brought in 2015. So all babies now will have it, and all children from 2015 onwards will be vaccinated. So that will see the university cohort of 2033 who will be covered. But all the cohorts in between times are not automatically covered. You can get the vaccine, the MenB vaccine. It costs about £150, £200 privately, but there's not a widespread understanding of that. It's not something that we knew as a family. It's not something that seems to be advertised by government in the UK or here. And I'm sure lots of parents would choose to have their child vaccinated with the MenB if they knew about it. So, you know, one of the reasons I was really keen to come on today was to push that point locally. And say, for goodness sake, you know, if you can afford it and you've got a kid who's either in the last stages of school or has gone to university, please consider having the MenB vaccine.
And in terms of symptoms and things to look out for, as you say, I mean, it's quite an unusual case in the UK insofar as how many people have been affected by it. And, I mean, you mentioned that university is a hotbed. I presume that's because there's a lot of close contact often.
Yes. As young people who are going into an environment that they're probably not used to, they're socialising with lots and lots of young people. They're obviously young grown-ups, so they're probably getting more intimate with people than they've ever been before. And that is, you know, that's overloading people's immune systems effectively, and you get these spikes of meningitis.
And in terms of symptoms that people should be looking out for and seeking medical attention about, what can you tell us?
I'm not a medical expert, obviously. All I can tell you is that in Lucas's case, the symptoms were almost invisible, quite frankly. I mean, he'd been under the weather for probably about 4 or 5 days. He'd been complaining of having a headache and feeling a bit nauseous, but on the day that we got the call that he was taken into hospital, we'd spoken to him at 9 o'clock in the morning, and he'd said he was on the mend. You know, he was a very sort of tough individual, but you can't rely upon, you know, people talk about sometimes there's rashes, sometimes there's severe headaches, there's aversion to light, dizziness, fits. You can't rely upon those symptoms. They can be very innocuous, which was, as I say, this is to our bitter regret, that was the case with Lucas, that it was nothing obvious that was saying meningitis.
And I guess that's the only thing to take from what's happening. It does bring it into the spotlight, and I suppose gives people a little bit more awareness, because it's a term that I think does strike fear into many parents.
Yeah. Well, I would say that the best way to address that is to, if you haven't had the MenB vaccine, get your youngster vaccinated against that, because then you'll have the full suite that's available. So you automatically get the A, C, W, and Y strains, and children from who are in university will have had that unless they've chosen not to be vaccinated. But the B is the one that's missing, and it's the culprit in this particular outbreak.
And how are you and your family now?
We'll never be the same again. Why I think it's such an important message today to try and get this over, for the sake of £200, if we'd known about it. You know, Lucas wasn't there for Mother's Day on Sunday. He's not there at Christmas. He's not there for his birthday. I get a calendar reminder every year that he'd somehow snuck into my business calendar, my birthday, with 26 exclamation marks across it. But, you know, I'm not he's not there to buy a present for. So it's a hell of a price to pay. And if we had our time again and we knew if somebody had given this interview 3 years ago, he would have had that jab whether he liked it or not.
I guess, Brett, as you say, I mean, if you had known about this vaccination, you would have paid for it privately. There will, though, be people who really are struggling financially and that's just not an option to them.
Yeah, in that case, for genuine cases, then obviously we at Lukey's Aid would look to assist in that regard. We wouldn't be looking to effectively subsidise parents who could afford to have that done, because that just denudes our resources and kind of cuts across our aims. But if there's people in genuine financial need who don't have the resources to have their youngster vaccinated, please reach out to us on the email.
In his name, though, we've got the Lukey's Aid charity, which has done amazing things supporting young people, especially in making the most of their lives, I guess. And once again, this is the sort of situation, Brett, where you will not know how many people you've actually prevented from having to go through the same thing.
Yeah. Well, it's worth the ride up here if it's just one, isn't it, Beth? So.
Tell us about Lukey's Aid then and how it's working.
We've been staggeringly successful at raising money. So we've done some high profile stuff like the Mount Kilimanjaro climb and the Loch Ness Marathon, which I'm still recovering from. And we've had tremendous support from corporates and from clubs and societies, from individuals. We've done well. We've started applying that money now. So we've recently bought a minibus with wheelchair facilities in it. We're supporting several people through anything from bereavement through to educational needs. Plenty more to go yet. I think we're at the early stages of what we can achieve. So watch this space over the next 2 or 3 years.
So how do people go about maybe applying to the charity to get some support?
Interestingly, most of the support we've put in place so far has been through referrals of larger charities. So we might have people like, just give names like Children's Centre or Bridge the Gap. So we've got some referrals through them. We get surprisingly few inquiries through our own email and website, but you can apply direct by email or through the website. So the email address is info@lukeys-aid.org, and you'll find on there a form that you can kind of fill in, or you can just send us a message.
Wonderful. And of course, there's also Lukey's Bar and the Best Western Palace Hotel, which again is, it's a great tribute, isn't it, to somebody who clearly, when you've described him to us before, was such a fun-loving person.
Yeah. It's a great space. I go in there every opportunity I get. It's very much in his image. He loved stylish things. He loved nights out and entertaining and being entertained. And he was a social boy, and so it's a great legacy, and we're very proud of it.
And so then, Brett, just finally, if people could take one message from hearing from you today, what would that be?
Oh, it's just please, vaccination to the max. You're never going to stop your youngsters from interacting and maybe doing things you might not want them to do. You just have to accept that. The best way of remediating the situation is to be vaccinated to the maximum possible degree, and they should have the A, C, W and the Y, but for heaven's sake, get the B as well.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.